Gary England, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, Gary, we've hit the hottest point of the summer so far. I've heard the phrase heat dome used to describe what we're going through right now. Is heat dome, is that a scientific meteorological term? Because I don't remember hearing heat dome back a few years ago.
Well, when you see the weather people on television talking about it, you hear a lot of new phrases. But it gradually crept in, and I guess I don't know how long ago, but it's here now. I don't know what's really a truly scientific phrase, because not necessarily a dome.
It's not necessarily a dome. Then what is it really?
It could have been a rectangle.
A rectangle.
No, I'm kidding. No, dome just presents this very uniform dome, like a Quonset hut over you. And it's a little bit different than that. There's a lot going on there. It really, what it is, what you should be called, you have high pressure on the surface. You have high pressure in upper levels of the atmosphere over you. Air's coming down. Dry air warms up. It's hot.
Do you know when the term heat dome first started coming into use?
I don't know. It could have been a few years ago. I just don't know. I never really used it.
You didn't use heat dome when you were on air?
No.
What would you say instead?
I would say, hey, we have high pressure on the surface, and it's dry, and we have high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere. That air is coming down, and it's going to be, gosh, it's going to be hot. It's going to stay hot because the air coming down gets drier and drier and drier, and we get the heat from the sun and all that stuff. So it's about the high pressure. Where's the high pressure? You can call it a dome if you want.
We're in a heat dome right now, and we have been for a couple of days. Do you know when will we be getting out of the heat dome? That's always what we want to know, is when we're going to be getting out of the triple-digit temperatures.
Later. No. In reality, the high pressure area, or the heat dome, whichever you prefer, earlier it was out over the mountains of Utah and Arizona and Nevada, all through there, and it's shifted to the east. It's over Oklahoma now. It will shift a little bit more. Some indication it may shift to the north. When the big high pressure area that's over us moves to the north, that puts us in a different upper airflow and surface flow, cools things down. So we'll have a bit of cooling coming up for long. Little bit, a few degrees, and so I suspect as we move into August, we'll have very similar weather, really blistering hot, then a little tiny reprieve.
So I think that we have some rain in the forecast, I believe starting on Sunday, to cool, well, like you said, relatively speaking, to cool things down. We might get down into the mid-90s instead of the upper 90s or something like that. Is that kind of precipitation typically what will break up a heat dome like this?
No. You need, let's say you have a heat dome. Have high pressure, you're extremely dry, you need continuing precipitation, or you need to change the upper levels. You need that north wind coming out in the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,000 feet above us, coming from the northwest, coming into Oklahoma, that drags cold fronts in. And eventually, you know, as you get in different the fall, the upper air pattern will change. It's all based on that upper air pattern.
What is the hottest, most intense summer that you remember here in Oklahoma?
You know, I don't really remember, but I remember it was, I don't remember the number. I don't look at the stats anymore, but July and August had so many 100-plus days. It was absolutely incredible, and I wish I could remember the year, but it was tough. A lot worse than this. Right now, temperature-wise here in Oklahoma City, we're just about normal temperature for this time of year, and really for July and August, we usually hit about 94, so it's going to vary the hundreds down, maybe occasionally in the 85s when you get a shower. So there's been some real nasty summers.
We've been talking today with meteorologist Gary England. Gary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You bet.